This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. An official in Yemen says a ballistic missile attack ripped through a military parade, killing at least 6 troops and 3 children. Reuters' David Doyle has details.
A missile struck a military parade in Yemen's southern town of Al Dahlia on Sunday, killing at least 5 and injuring others. That's according to Yemen's Security Belt Forces, a separatist group backed by the United Arab Emirates that fights against the Iran-aligned Houthi movement. The Security Belt Forces blamed the Houthis for the blast at the end of the military graduation parade, though there has been no claim of responsibility. The separatist-held town lies on the front line between the Houthis in the north and ousted President Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi's internationally recognized government, backed by a Saudi-led coalition in the south. In 5 years of conflict since the Houthis ousted Hadi, thousands have been killed and millions pushed to the brink of famine.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. New York authorities say 5 people were stabbed late Saturday night in Muncie, New York, at a rabbi's home during the celebration of the 7th night of Hanukkah. New York police say the man fled but was later apprehended. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he considers this an act of terrorism.
It is domestic terrorism. These are people who intend to create mass harm, mass violence, generate fear based on race, color, creed. That is the definition of terrorism.
This is the latest and most violent in a string of anti-Semitic attacks in the greater New York City area in the last few days. Ukrainian authorities and Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine have completed a prisoner swap. It's the second major prisoner exchange involving Ukrainians in the last 4 months. VOA News.